Thank you and good morning. State Route 255 was shut down until the evening after a vegetation fire burned over 10 acres near the Samoa Bridge Thursday afternoon. The fire started around 2:30 in the afternoon off of Vance Avenue near the Samoa Bridge. Outside resources also responded to the scene to assist crews from the Arcata Fire District and Humboldt Bay Fire. CAL FIRE helicopters were also called to the scene to dump buckets of water onto the blaze. Heavy smoke filled the Samoa area and reached out to some areas in Eureka. Crews did contain the fire, but dry conditions could keep the smoke going in the coming days. No injuries have been reported, and the investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. Governor Jerry Brown will fly out of the state today as Pope Francis extended an invitation to the governor to come to the Vatican to speak at a climate change summit. With climate change pointed to as the main reason for the California drought, Governor Brown will be promoting legislation that's aimed to increase energy efficiency and to reduce the use of gasoline in the state. While at the summit, Governor Brown will introduce State Resolution 37, which supports the Pope's encyclical on climate change. The author of the resolution, Senator Kevin DeLeon, said it's not a matter of politics or religion, but it's a scientific issue.
This is a document that expresses its support of the encyclical as it relates to the issue of climate change, which is not a religious issue. It's a scientific issue, irrespective of one's political inclinations. Scientifically, I think there is common ground among the world's leading scientists.
Governor Brown will give a series of speeches beginning next week. Senate Concurrent Resolution 35, a resolution to condemn any act of anti-Semitism at all publicly funded schools in California, has passed the Senate with unanimous decision. Senator Jeff Stone, the author of the resolution, said the following: "In a world where Jewish people are being persecuted every day because of their religious beliefs, the state has just sent a message that such behavior should never be condoned." The resolution now awaits the committee. On Wednesday, one arrest was made and more marijuana plants were eradicated in the ongoing marijuana garden sweep in the Wichpec area. Over 17,000 plants were destroyed after serving two additional search warrants at two grow sites. Officers also confiscated $10,000 in cash and located a butane hash lab. The number of plants destroyed during the operation is now at 27,000, and a sweep of the same areas last year saw the eradication of 15,000 plants. One arrest was made and marijuana-related charges are expected to be filed. In more crime news, 29-year-old Scott DiMartino remains at large after the shooting of two men in the Mad River area in Trinity County earlier this week. One man was flown to a hospital while the other was pronounced dead at the scene. DiMartino was last seen in the Forest Glen area. Also, the search continues for 24-year-old burglary suspect Nick Anderson after committing a number of burglaries in the Willow Creek area for the last 2 months. Humboldt deputies responded to a recent burglary on Willow Road, where they were able to recover fingerprints proved to be Anderson's. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fred Van Fleck, superintendent for Eureka City Schools, was on Thursday morning's Talk Shop, and the topic of conversation was geared towards improvements to schools in the district using obligation bonds for Measure S. Van Fleck said that bond funds will be available quickly, as Eureka City Schools is already in talks to conduct their first bond sale, which is in the vicinity of $25 million.
We're actually getting ready, as we speak right now, to go out and do our first bond sale. It's going to be in the neighborhood of $25 million. We're getting ready to do what's called our rating call. And that's when S&P will tell us what our rating is, which will affect the interest rate that we get on the bond sale. So it's coming rather quickly.
Measure S provided Eureka City Schools with roughly $50 million in obligation bonds, but the board doesn't want to sell it all at once, so local taxpayers won't have to pay for excess money that's not in use.
We have $50 million roughly of authority. We're selling about half of it right now because the idea is we don't want to sell all of it up front because we don't want the taxpayers paying money for money that's sitting in the bank for us. And so the board developed this promise list, which is online on our website. And so we're just working. We have an estimated completion date for all the items that are on the promise list.
Some improvements to schools in the district include upgrading aged classrooms, upgraded technology, along with constructing and acquiring facilities. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.